Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who peepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talkin'.
It is what it is.
Peace. What up, family? We back in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel. How everybody doing?
Otepa. Otepa, family. Here, Barbie Ghani, Aslam Alaikum. It's Brother Montour, a.k.a. Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio, back again for another week. We winding down the end of 2020 at Collective Minds. Like we always say, we ain't all got to think alike, but we all got to think. So we got a great show lined up for y'all tonight. Thanks for joining us as always. And before we get started, though, Mufasa Ra and Queen Rigel, how was y'all week? And do y'all got any announcements for us?
I had a great week. No announcements. No announcements. Other than it was a great week.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. My brother Mufasa, what's going on with you, bruh? And you got any announcements for us?
Hey, I've had a blacktastic week myself. Shout out to Better Family Life, and they had a Kwanzaa event this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Beautiful event. They've been doing it now for 36 years. The organization is called Better Family Life here in the St. Louis metropolitan area. So, I went to that event yesterday and today. And it was a beautiful event. As you know, I was at March 28th today here in St. Louis, representing the Nation of Islam. Had a good lecture today as well by one of our student ministers. So, yeah, it's been a good weekend. It's been a good weekend, family. Only other announcement is that if you all are interested in Kwanzaa, you know, I say look it up, Google it up, study it up. It's a great alternate way of expressing yourself around this quote-unquote holiday season. A lot of us are into the Christmas thing. If you want an alternative to Christmas, if you ain't still participating in Christmas, check in the Kwanzaa. You know, it's an alternative to Christmas. That's what I say. Some people don't say that like that, but that's what I'm going to say. It's an alternative to it.
All right. You say the alternative. Yes, indeed. That is what's up. Let me see. Do I have any announcements? Yeah, just real quick, because I could put this on record. Just a quick shout out to my beautiful, lovely wife. She just graduated from nursing school, so I just wanted to say quick shout out. So when the kids get old and listen to these back in the archives, you know they can hear this. But just shout out to you, babe, and congratulations.
Right now,
it was something else I wanted to bring up. And you know what? It just slipped my mind. It just left my mind just that quick. But no. You know what? I wanted to real quick just touch on the shooting that happened in New Jersey. For those that don't know, just real quick, it was a couple that I had a shootout with the police and shot some other people. Ultimately, three people ended up being shot. It was a black couple. They supposedly shot up, I think, a Jewish spot, a halal diner, a deli or something, you know, and they ruled this actual shooting anti-Semitic shooting and a domestic terrorist shooting, you know, which is pretty strange and ironic considering when they have these mass shootings and these school shootings, when it's a white paper perpetrator, they never call it terrorism. You know what I'm saying? So that's always interesting that most of the crimes, when it's a mass shooting done by, you know, non-white people, it's always terrorism or something like that. But anytime the perpetrators are classified as white, then they call it something else. So he was just a troubled teen and, you know, he got bullied and this and that. So, you know, it just goes to show the agenda that's going on. And then also at the at a game this week, there was a Navy Army football game, and a couple of the guys that was behind one of the commentators, they were throwing up the white power symbol. And the Army is investigating basically who did it. They are trying to protect these guys, but they're investigating because they was behind the commentator kind of throwing up the sign. And for those that don't know, the white supremacist symbol is the OK symbol. They basically hijacked a regular symbol that everybody uses as the OK, where you got your thumb and your index finger in a circle, then you got your other three fingers up. They basically hijacked that symbol to troll people and turned it into a white power symbol. You know, and I think it was like three different Army cadet soldiers that did it, and so they're investigating that. So just be aware of what's going on. You know, they hijacked these symbols and put them out there basically to send codes to each other. And all the time, these things start out as a joke. Because if somebody say, oh, that's the white power symbol, they could be like, no, what are you talking about? That's just the OK symbol, blah, blah, blah. But we've seen this symbol show up a number of times, and they always do it at strategic moments to try to send signals and dog whistles to each other. You know what I'm saying? But if somebody say something, it's always, no, that was just a joke. You know, it's just the OK symbol. We just playing, blah, blah, blah. So you know how that go. Jim Crow started out as a joke. You dig what I'm saying? Then it ended up turning into laws by the end of the day. So just wanted to put that out there. Those are just my two announcements real quick. Did y'all have a response to any of that, Queen Roger and Montoya? Brother Mufasa, I mean.
You guess good, brother. Brother Montoya Mufasa.
Yes, indeed.
Hey.
I'm fine.
No, I don't have no comment on this.
Shame. Moment.
All right. So without further ado, family, we go get into the show. This should be a good show, a fun topic. We can really break this down. You know, it's been a lot of stuff in the news, but we going to go this direction, right? We are talking about the singer Lizzo. And for those that don't know, Lizzo is a singer. I believe she's from Minneapolis or something, but she's been kind of blowing up. She had a few little singles hit Billboard or whatnot. You know, she got a little buzz going on. She's enjoying her 15 minutes of fame. So last week she goes to a Laker game basically with her butt exposed, right? She had on some type of long shirt or, you know, long black shirt, but the back of the shirt was cut out. Long in the front, right. The back of the shirt was cut out, and she had on a thong. Not just regular underwear, but she had on a thong. And to add insult to injury, when she gets to the Lakers game, she starts twerking. You know, I guess the cheerleaders start dancing, and she starts twerking. You know, so it caused a big thing online. You know, she got the trending. People was talking about body shaming. Some people were defending her like, yes, she's just confident. That's a big girl that's confident. She should be able to do her thing. Y'all wouldn't say nothing if it was Rihanna. Y'all wouldn't say nothing if it was blah, 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 if it was somebody smaller. So it started a big debate online. So we here at Collective Minds, we want to break this down. We want to dive into this, right? And also get your thoughts, family, on this. So give us a call. You know, we know Collective Minds is not a spectator sport, so hit us up, 929-477-1697. Give us a call. Let us know what you think about Lizzo and her outfit at the Lakers game this past week. So without further ado, I guess we, you know, we always defer to the Queen Rigel first. What were your thoughts when you on what Lizzo had and, you know, had on at the game and how she behaved at the game?
Well, it's not something that I would personally do. I think I consider something like that inappropriate and unnecessary. And it doesn't matter the size. It doesn't matter the size. It's just inappropriate behavior. You know, you don't want to, well, you shouldn't want to be out with a dress on that's long in the front and short in the back, so that way people can see your butt and you have on thongs and then you out twerking to bring more attention to it. It's just unnecessary behavior. You know, I don't understand that way of thinking. So I know I wouldn't personally do it. I don't suggest it. I don't recommend it. And that doesn't matter to me, the size. I know you mentioned that some people were saying that they were body shaming her for the ones that didn't agree. But just because you disagree with the behavior doesn't mean it's body shaming. Of course, you got a variety right. of opinions. So some people may say that because of her size. But that doesn't apply to everybody. You know, some people might actually care that she's a heavy set person and she's doing it. Some people will have a problem with it because of her size. And that's true, but you have some people that won't. And I'm one of them. It's not about her size. It's more so about, it's just unnecessary exposure. I mean, it's like, what is the point in us, you know, you shaking your butt at us?
Right.
Why are you shaking your butt at everybody? What's the point? So it makes me think that her point and her agenda was to just do what it just did, get everybody in the uproar talking about her. Everybody know in the entertainment world that's important. You know, the more exposure you have, the more publicity you get, and all those things are is helpful when it comes to her career. You know, so I think it was probably just like a little publicity stunt, and you know, just related. But and one last thing too, I just want to touch on real quick. I think you mentioned something about the confidence where people were saying that. That doesn't mean that behavior doesn't say she's confident. You know, that doesn't
right.
say that to me. You know, that
right.
that does
right.
not speak confidence to me. I mean, it could, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. Just because a big person chooses to do what she did, that doesn't automatically mean that they're confident. You know, so I just wanted to just make that point, too. You know, just you can be outwardly, you can appear to be hard, but that can be just an appearance, a mask, you know. But that doesn't mean that a person is confident. So for that behavior, I'm going to have to give it 2 thumbs down. I don't like it. I don't recommend it. Just like the movie
right.
Queen and Slim.
right. That makes sense. That makes sense. All right. So what we're going to do now is hit our brother Mufasa Rock. What do you think about, you know, I call it the Lizzo fiasco. That's what I call it. the Lizzo fiasco. So what you think about the Lizzo fiasco?
Yeah, well, you know, real quick before I go in on that, you know, I just want to let Queen Raja know I don't hold it against her that, you know, her poor taste in movies, that she didn't like Queen and Slim. So I don't hold that against her. I still love her, and I understand that sometimes she makes bad decisions and has some poor judgment, but I still love her. Also, I want to say that Queen Raja didn't understand Solange's new video movie, which I'm very disappointed in as well, but I don't hold that against you neither, my sister. I love you dearly, even though, you know, your poor decision making here and poor judgment has clouded your thoughts. Clouded your thoughts. So, all right, moving on. But moving on, hey, as far as Lizzo go, Lizzo, look, this ain't got nothing to do with your size. So I wish she would stop. I wish she hadn't went on her, I think it was on her Twitter, YouTube, where to me she was trying to infuse at the end that this was about her size. No, this ain't about your size. You was at a basketball game where I'm sure there were some families there. And
right.
In my humble opinion, it doesn't matter to me what size you are, like Riley said. It's the fact of that was inappropriate. That was sexually inappropriate. You know, I know people, you know, see the cheerleaders out there doing that thing, but even the cheerleaders didn't have thongs on. Yeah, they had their little, you know, high shorts on, but they not out there dancing in a thong. You know, because even they know that this is, it's supposed to be a family event. So it's a time and a place for everything. You know, I know that's what, you know, Lizzo thing is, shock and awe. And I really don't think he needs to do that. I think he's talented enough to not have to go so far and promote herself like that. Me personally, I don't believe he has to do that. But, hey, I get it. You want to shock and awe. So in this situation,
I think that's what
happened. You know, she was dead wrong in this. And she needs to understand, just like a lot of people, there's other people that do the same thing. They do inappropriate things in the wrong time, in the wrong place. And just because she's a upcoming black entertainer, and I love my sister, but if you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're right, you're right. And you was wrong. You should not have worn that to that basketball game. I'm sorry. You know, that was just out of line. You know, then she made a comment when she was explaining on, I think it was Twitter, and she was saying that she's just trying to spread the love and spread these cheeks. I'm like, come on, man. What are you mentally?
Wow.
So that's how you, that's the message you got to put out is to spread love. You know, females got to spread their cheeks. Okay, so if I just come up and say, hey, you know, Lizzo, bend over and spread them cheeks for me, I guess that's appropriate of me. That's appropriate behavior. You know, so what are you trying to tell, not only yourself, but tell other women? Is that the message that you want to get out to women? You know,
I mean, the message is being told to the world. It ain't, it wasn't just women that saw it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly.
It's very, very ignorant behavior. And so I think people need to stand up and let her and tell her that, look, we care about you. You know, we appreciate, you know, your artistry, this and that, whatever respect or props you want to give her. But in this situation, she was wrong. And you shouldn't be afraid to tell her that, like, you know, you was wrong. That's not the type of behavior that we should be portraying out like that. You know, go to an adult setting, an adult club or something and do all that. Anybody got a problem with you doing that? That's what you want to do. It's just dirt. That's the only thing I have a problem with, that you doing it dirt. You know, if you doing it somewhere else at the strip club, hey, do you. But not at the basketball game. You know, and on a side note, I heard a lot of people, you know, saying things, you know, they have their opinions against what's called, what they like to say is toxic masculinity. But I'm going to throw out there now, it's a thing we need to be attacking. I'm calling it toxic bitchhood. Because what this that type of toxic bitchhood, where females like to call themselves bitches and carry themselves and such and do ignorant things like this, that's toxic. That's toxic behavior. So we can get into that conversation at another time, but I'm throwing that phrase out there, toxic bitches. All these women that call themselves bitches and they carrying themselves as bitches and doing ignorant stuff like this, we need to attack that poor behavior. We don't need it. We don't need it. We want a better image being portrayed to our children. Like I said, you want to do that at the strip club or somewhere or some doses, okay, do you. But in a family environment, come on. At least in that moment, can you carry yourself a little better? You ain't got to show your thong to the world like that.
Exactly. All right, now, if you're just joining us, family, this Collective Minds Radio, that was our brother Mufasa Ra and Queen Raiju. I'm Cosmic Kev, and we are talking about the Lizzo fiasco. We're talking about the singer Lizzo going to the Lakers game, basically exposing her thong and twerking, you know, at this event. And, you know, we're just talking about the implications and asking the family, what do y'all think about what she did? Because there was some people that was, you know, actually defending her. Okay. So now when we go get to the call lines here in 1 second. Now, my thing is, this is where I'm going to go with it, because we got to understand, you know, Hollywood, the entertainment industry, you know, and the machine. Because this is what I've come to realize, right, that there are hundreds and thousands of talented people, right? There are a lot of talented people, but there's only a few that we hear about each year and a few that are pushed by the machine, right? Because a lot of times these entertainers are vetted and they're selected to be pushed by the machine, right? So every talented person doesn't necessarily make it. But there are a few, you know, that get through because a lot of people are vetted by the machine. I'm saying that to say that our sister Lizzo is very talented, right? She's a very talented singer. She plays the flute. She can sing. You know, she has a couple little catchy singles or whatever. So I give her that. She's talented. But I think the reason that she has been put on and she blew up this quick is because of her behavior and her size. See, the dominant society is very comfortable with a big black woman, right? And for her to be twerking and showing out like that, that makes them even more comfortable, in my opinion, right? Because number one, she should not have even been let in the Lakers game with that outfit on, right? Who would even let her in a family arena where, like my brother Mufasa said, if there's families involved, who's going to let her in with that outfit on, right? So the fact that they let her in shows that, okay, they doing that because she's a big woman. So it's not like they cheering for her. It's kind of like she's a joke. You know what I'm saying? And it's unfortunate that she doesn't see that she's a joke. And I can actually say I saw this coming, because every time I see Lizzo or see her in an article or read in an article, she's always twerking. She's always in a thong or a G-string lingerie, always on stage twerking. And I'm always thinking, like, why is she doing this? The sister can sing. She's talented. What is the need with all the extra stuff? You know what I'm saying? And I always question that. So it seems to me that she is seeking a lot of attention. She's really disturbed by Wade. So in order to put on that front, she wants to come out just in anything. And then when someone says something, she wants to attack them as if they in the wrong. No, why are you forcing me to watch this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you twerking at a game is like you're actually forcing people to watch this spectacle. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with Roger on this one. I think the behavior was very inappropriate. I don't think anybody was body shaming her. If Rihanna or, let's say, Beyonce would have did the same, it would have been still inappropriate. Now with Lizzo, I will say this, and this is really not to really knock her. She is a big girl. Now, I personally never had a problem with big girls myself. You dig what I'm saying? There are some big, beautiful, voluptuous women in the world, right? But you do have to be a little proportionate. And I don't want to throw a joint on Lizzo, but she's a little sloppy with it, right? Because you can see some big girls who have curves, who have the proportion. But let's be honest, Lizzo's built up kind of funny, right?
Dang, brother.
In my opinion. In my opinion, and this has nothing to do with the weight, like I said, because there are big girls who are who are proportionate, but Lizzo is built up kind of funny.
You saying she a BMW? Body made wrong.
Yeah, that, I would say that. You know what I'm saying? That's not because she big again, because there are a lot of big women that I see on Instagram who are very proportionate with their stuff. They're cute, you know. They're proportionate, meaning that they got the bubble, you know, and they got it. You know, they just proportionate with it. But she's a little sloppy with it. But that's just my personal opinion, right? So my last point is, I want to compare her to Sarah Bartman, who was a Venus Hottentot. Back in the day, in the early 20th century, you know, people flew her all around the world. She was from South Africa. She was from a tribe in South Africa. Actually, I'm sorry. She was born in 1789. I'm sorry. Born in 1789, and she was part of a tribe in South Africa where the women were known to have large buttocks. So they took this black woman and flew her all around the world and kind of had her as a sideshow freak, right? They took her to France. They used to have her in circuses and sideshows and basically just put on display as an exhibit, right? They put on display as an exhibit. And she went by the name of Sarah Bartman. And that's what I kind of compare Lizzo to. Lizzo is basically a sideshow freak at this point. You know, she's become a sideshow. And like I said, the dominant society loves her because they're very comfortable with that, right? They're very comfortable with, you know, with black people who act ratchet, who act ghetto, because that's the stereotype that they put us in. So that's very, you know, that's very comfortable for them. They don't have no problem with a Lizzo getting on stage, you know, twerking and showing out. You dig what I'm saying? Playing the flute and twerking. They have no problem with that. So it's important for us to recognize and call these behaviors out and say, no, we're not going to support that. Now, it's one thing, again, when she's on stage and you're an artist, you know, you really have free reign to do what you want. You know, you're allowed to express yourself however you feel as an artist, you know, when you're on stage performing. Now, when you're at a Lakers game, you're at a family event, then you have to draw the line. You know what I'm saying? This is not your personal stage to just be out willy-nilly doing whatever you want. You know, you have to be mindful of that. You have to be mindful of young people seeing that, young girls seeing that behavior and thinking, you know, thinking that's appropriate, you know, thinking I don't care what nobody thinks, I'm going to just do me, I'm this, I'm that, and that's the wrong message to send. So in conclusion, I think we need to bring back shaming. We do need some type of shame. We need to bring back joning. We need to bring back the things that are corrective behavior in our community to correct this type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Somebody needs to be telling her, that this is not cool. Somebody should have really lit into her that was close to her out of love and told her what was up. You know, so, yeah, I just wanted to put
that
out
there. Has
anybody
ever twerked
like
in the basketball game before?
Who?
In a thong?
Yeah.
In a
thong?
Yeah.
Right, you said,
anybody
ever twerked at a basketball game before in a thong?
I'm not sure. You know what I'm saying? That's a good question. I'm not sure.
I ain't never seen it at a basketball game or a football game.
Right.
I haven't seen it myself.
I don't know. I don't think it got this much attention. If it did, and just to show you how much they love her, I think a day or so later, People Magazine named her Entertainer of the Year.
Of course.
So she's getting all these accolades from these mainstream people.
That's why she did it. It wasn't even about none of this. She did this for publicity. And we already know that the more publicity that you have, the more valuable you become, whether you are an artist, whether you're a singer, a rapper, an actor. Shoot, you ain't got to be nothing but somebody just with a lot of attention and you're going to become valuable. We see that every day with just regular people, videos going viral, and all of a sudden they getting a deal somewhere. So the more publicity,
the
more...
And that's the sad part, too. That, I mean, you got to look at what are you trying to be more valuable in? What type of system are you trying to be more valuable in? I mean... It's a shame that we'll do whatever for a little bit. Anything for a dollar or to just feel like you're so important. Like, come on, man. What
right,
are our
attention.
Morals? We have no morals. No morals.
Attention. Attention is the new currency these days. And I think she was just starving. She was starving for attention. You know, she's wanting some attention. She does have...
That was
despite
that was an,
what she put
that
on,
was an
she
initiation.
Has self-esteem issues.
That was an initiation to get her to the next level.
Right.
And she passed.
Right. There you go. There you go. There you go. And she passed.
Well, why it got to be us?
And she
why
passed.
Why it always got to be us? I'm just throwing it out there. Y'all got y'all answers. Why do it always got to be us? They got to do something like that to get to the next level. I'm giving y'all the opportunity.
Right.
Y'all put y'all idea out there. Why are we always
right?
Got to
I mean, no,
like
I
this?
Get it. No, I get it. I'm right with you.
Yeah, I mean, you know. We already really kind of know the answer to that.
Yeah,
but
we already.
Now, on the other hand, I honestly do see it just in general. Yeah, I think we probably get the worst end of it and the more acknowledgement people may, you know, shed light on our situations, you know, more so. But I think just to be in that world anyway, it comes with some strings attached. You know, I think you making, in most cases, a sacrifice anyway. And at some point, the higher you go, we already know you're going to have to go through an initiation like she just did to get to the next level. So the more and higher you go, that's just what it is. But as far as what you were talking about, I think we just get, just like with any other thing, you know, just like with any other thing, they try to expose when black people do it more so that way they can also keep pushing a certain agenda too. So it's all kind of stuff going on. Right, exactly. Yeah, it's just the wheel is running and turning.
I'll just say this last thing real quick before you go to the college. And just, you said, what was that? What was that they put on the cover of this?
People Magazine. She was Entertainer of the Year. I think it was either People or Time. I'm sorry, I don't want to misquote. People or Time. She was the Entertainer of the Year.
Entertainer. Of the year, you say.
Of the year.
Of the
right.
year.
That's
of the
ridiculous.
Year. Yeah, because she twerked. I mean, but that's what she had to do to get entertainment of the year. She had to do something like that. And it had to be at the end of the year so nobody else can outdo her now. So.
She's the court jester.
It's just.
There you go. The court jester. There you go. Yeah, it was Time Magazine. Time Magazine made her entertainer of the year.
Time.
So that goes to stuff. You know.
Somebody should have waved. They should have jumped up at the same time and started waving their crotch. The man should have jumped up and saw shaking his penis in her face, and I wonder if she'd have been down with it.
Exactly.
Would that have been
well,
okay?
I mean,
would that have been
no,
all right, too, if some man just jumped up and just thought, hey, right when she bending over with her thong, twerking, some man just popped up, dropped his pants, and started flapping his penis in her face.
Exactly.
Would that have been okay?
That would have been a crazy story. Of course not. So that's what I'm saying. Cause so, I mean, she did it, but I'm hoping that we're condoning the behavior just all around the board, no matter who you are, right?
Right, yeah, no matter who you are,
okay.
All around the board. All right,
I didn't want,
yeah,
I didn't want
to.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I don't condone it at all. That's what I was saying. That was just poor, that was inappropriate. Sexually,
yeah, that was inappropriate for anybody.
I'm not tripping off her size. None of that. It was
right.
Just inappropriate for that setting.
Yeah.
You know, if she was my woman and she at home doing that, cool. Well, why are you doing that at the base? Let's say if Brother Kev, if that was your wife, you know what I'm saying? Would you be having a conversation
right.
with her? Like, what the hell are you
doing? She wouldn't have got out the house. More than likely.
I don't.
Put that on.
You know, so that's my whole thing is just morally it was wrong to do that at that game. It's a time and place for everything, in my opinion. That wasn't the time or the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. All right. There it is, family. Give us a call. This Collective Minds Radio. The number is 929-477-1697. We go to the call lines and see what the family think. We are talking about the Lizzo fiasco, and, you know, trying to see what y'all think about Lizzo wearing a thong to the Lakers game and twerking, you dig? So hit us up and let us know what you think, family. Let's hit the call line.
Okay. Area code 319-572, calling you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, I agree with everything your father said, but at the same time, she should have been thrown out the game and given a ticket for lewd activity. Because,
right.
like I said, if that was a man. He'd be taken out, arrested, and given a jacket.
That's a good point.
You don't,
good point.
They'd have him on the file. Just due to the fact that there were kids there.
Yeah,
but
that's
she
true.
Been
she might have got banned from the game, from the stable center.
And as far as her getting in, well, I worked the door before, so no, if the bouncer was or if the doorman would have been like, man, you got to go change. I could see her getting real nasty, pointing fingers in the face. You know who I am? I'm Lizzo. I can get things like that because that's how women do. And you just be like, fuck it, gone. Because they get so rude and they just want to push past you. Like, I'm entitled to do and dress and I don't care about your job here at the door. I'm going
to
anyway.
Bring up some good points. I mean, there's some good points. I wonder, did they even have a dress code? Hey, do they have a dress code at the door? And two, did she really just walk in just like that, or did she have a coat on over it? But yeah, but the bigger point, do they have a dress code?
I think she had it covered up. I think she had it covered up. But even if she would have been addressed at the door, talking about dress code, I can see that she was probably would have been one of those ones to stick her finger all up in your face and make you want to break it.
Like,
and that's just my experience working a door. dudes is all respectful, but women, they come to their door and they feel like, I don't care about your dress code. I don't care about what you think. No, you can't do this. No, you can't do this. And I'm coming in anyway. And you almost got to put your hand on the chest, like, whoa. So she might have been like one of them, you know. But when you're dealing, I'm just saying, when you're dealing with women and dress code and stuff, and you have to look in their bags, and they get personal, you work in the door, women just don't care what you think or who you are, what your job is. But if someone puts their hands on her, she want you to be the first one there to stop, just to break it up. But they'll disrespect you coming in the door. So.
But you got to remember, too, caller, that
if I would have seen that dress, I wouldn't have let her in. I wouldn't have let her in. Period.
Well, caller. You're missing something too. You got to keep in mind though, when we're talking about Lizzo and other celebrities like her, that process is not even in place. They're not even doing that anymore. And she probably knew somebody. And another sad thing about the situation too is that we be so excited or people in need with these establishments. They invite and like to have celebrities. She's a new upcoming celebrity. So to say she's there, somebody could have just said, come on in. I'm going to bring her in. And her agent or people that she knows may have known somebody there. You know, it's all different kind of ways that would have happened.
And after she would have done that, she should have been walked through the door. She should have been walked
right
out.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. If they had some type of code in place, somebody should have came to her right after she did and said,
code.
That would have been setting the tone. That would have sent out a message.
You sitting looking at all
that
booty. She in there wearing a thong with all that booty. You can't say them kids ain't seen none of them cookies.
Yeah, that would have sent a message.
Who's to say that phone stayed in place? So he should have been exited. She should have been kicked out.
Yeah.
Big star.
Yeah, right
no
on,
star. Just like when Spike Lee acted fool, they put him out. So
right on, Carla. You had some good points. Appreciate you.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate it, Carla.
Yes,
all right. Let's hit the next call.
Area code 315-767. Call you on with Collective Minds. Do you have a question or a comment?
From one right to the other, huh? See how this is working tonight. So, what's going on, Collective Minds?
Hey, Colin.
What's up? Please, Colin.
Making this a family show, ain't we?
What's happening, brother?
Collective Minds is family.
Collective Minds.
Yes, indeed. What's on your mind? What you think about what's going on? The Lizzo
fiasco. I didn't know who this woman was until today when the last caller called me earlier and was like, hey, they doing a show on this woman. I'm like, what woman? The one at the game. What are you talking about? The one who showed her ass at the game. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm listening to some serious news right now. And he's like,
right.
It's all over, man. It's all over. She was like, now then listen to y'all's words on this. And this is like, this is ridiculous. Why are we wasting time on this nonsense? We've got a civil war about to pop off, and we over here talking about a woman acting like a woman in a public venue. We're acting like,
my woman.
She's acting like the women that are being publicized, because the people that want us to be ignorant put that out there for us to enjoy and talk on, so we don't see what's really happening around us. So yeah, she done got out there and distracted us from what's really the problem, and she's winning, and they're winning because they're allowing us to be blinded by these clowns. Now, she did what she did, and it's just, to me, but there's more serious things going on to be discussing. Oh, and then you were talking about she made Time Magazine. I don't even know who this person is. I've never heard of her.
Exactly.
And she's the most entertaining person, but you can't put much stock in time currently because they made Greta Thunberg like person of the year. Like who? They put her in the ranks of Martin Luther King. They put her in the ranks of Ronald Reagan. They put her in the ranks of all people that actually did stuff. Do you know in 1938, even Adolf Hitler was Time Magazine's Man of the Year? And Greta Thunberg is now amongst these great people. I'm not saying Hitler is great. He didn't end up being great. He started off doing good things. He didn't end up being great. So I'm just saying, I'm not saying that I'm a Hitler fan. I'm just saying that the likes of the people that were making real change in the world, and all of a sudden she just now is on the cover of Time. I'm like, huh. So Time, they ain't in good standards when they don't make good decisions either. They have poor judgment. And
right,
as you said, Kev, these people in the background, they're playing a wicked game and they're winning because they got that wool pulled way down over our eyes, man. We should be talking about Virginia. We should be talking about them getting ready to remove our freedoms to re-enslave us, not just us as black people, but that's where it's going to start, but us as an entire lower class of American citizen.
Right.
And it's starting in Virginia right now.
Okay.
There are
there's
militias all over the United States right now, balkanizing and preparing to move into Virginia to support Virginia against these tyrannical laws that they're about to put in place next year. And we're on this some lady showing her ass.
Right. Now, right on, caller. We appreciate it. Now, I do want to respond to the caller, though, because the reason why, you know, I personally feel that this topic is important, because I think we, you know, in our community, when I say we, I mean black people, we got to understand that everything is weaponized against us, right? Everything has been weaponized from TV to news to entertainment to foods to, you know, everything is weaponized against us. So I see this as a larger agenda to undermine black people and specifically black women, right? Because, you know, truth be told, when we have black entertainers, due to the system of white supremacy, each black entertainer represents black people on some level, you know, because they all lump us into one big group. So whenever something, you know, negative happens, that goes into the larger pool of black people, you know, if something, if they do something that's negative or, you know, incorrect. So I think it speaks to an agenda. You know, I think it speaks to how, you know, these entertainers are, you know, weaponized, they're controlled, they're pushed by the machine, they're given these accolades, you know, and we think these people, because they're black, you know, we may make the mistake of thinking that they have, you know, black people's best interest in mind. When a lot of times, like I say, these people have been vetted, and there's a reason she was Time Magazine's Person of the Year, right? So I think this was an important topic because it has, you know, big social implications, and we just have to start being wiser and being more conscious of how they use these particular black celebrities to undermine black people as a whole. And I think this is the case with this, in my opinion. She is giving these accolades because, you know, she's the big woman that just goes out and twerks, and they're comfortable with that. You see what I'm saying? They're very comfortable with that. And I'm going to go out on a limb real quick before we get to the next caller. I'm going to say this, and I'm putting this on the record. Lizzo will come out as bisexual or gay here in the near future. I don't know if it's happened now or if she's done that yet, but mark my words, in the future, she's going to come out as bisexual or gay. Just letting you know. I'm just putting that out there. So that's another part of the agenda, you see. So I think this topic is appropriate. I do understand what the caller was saying. You know, there's a lot of stuff with the impeachment and, you know, people talking about civil war, so I do get that. But this is an important topic, too, for people to realize the agenda and why these some certain people are pushed in the forefront, you know, of entertainment in this society. So
I couldn't agree with you more. Very well said there, Brother Kale. Very well said.
Yes.
Yep. Totally agree.
Indeed.
Yep. It's just it's all part of, the same agenda. You know, they need us to act a certain kind of way to help what they are, you know, their agenda.
Right, for what their agenda is.
They control the narrative to influence us to act a certain kind of way, you know.
That's right.
They push that to influence us in a certain direction.
We have to be aware of all this stuff that's going on with the Virginia, the presidents and stuff, all that. We got to be well trained and versed in everything that's going on in our environments. So this played a big part because, like Brother Kev Rogers said, this is a part of explaining why certain things take place or why we move in a particular direction that we shouldn't be moving. We can't even get on Virginia and all that other stuff because we got things like this Lizzo situation directing our children into a negative direction, into that direction, and the entertainment and false negative portrayal of themselves. We can't even get on that other level that you're talking about. So we're trying to address everything. You know, we're trying to address
That's
it all.
Right.
We'll hit Virginia and the presidential thing as well on another episode. But we got to address that, all this stuff that's affecting our community.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right, if you're just joining us, y'all, this is Collective Minds Radio. You know, we've been talking about the Lizzo fiasco, about her behavior at the Lakers game, what she wore, you know, bigger social implications, and how that plays into society, you know, as a whole. You know, what does that say about our community, our culture? Because at the end of the day, she is a black woman, and, you know, on some level, she does represent the group, you know, unfortunately, you know, in a larger context, you know. She does represent black people and black women specifically in a larger context. So, you know, that behavior is just, you know, it's just inappropriate in my opinion. So we want to know what y'all think. Give us a call. We coming down to the last 38 minutes of the show. The number is 929-477-1697. All right. Let's hit the call.
Area code. Area code 314-605. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment? You have a question or a comment? Perhaps they're just listening. Okay. Area code 314-616. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Peace. How's the family doing tonight?
Peace.
I think for the most part, it sounds like everybody's in agreement, everybody kind of in the zone. Queen, you did an excellent job of saying that this thing is some type of ritual. And, I mean, I think that Cosmic just put the nail in the coffin when he said that, you know, this is going to end up being some type of LGBT kind of thing. And I can see that happening. I 100% agree that, you know, now that you've allowed her to come into this family arena, which, again, it's a family setting where you have 5-year-olds and 50-year-olds, you know, was this something that was done exclusively for her? Or now can I bring my heavy-set woman or older woman or whoever, you know, that may be looked at as being undesirable by society? Can I bring her into the arena dressed the same way? Are we, like, you know, opening up a new dress code? What's really going on with this? But, you know, like Cosmic was saying, you know, how the dominant society, they do things, they use our women in a sexual way. And, you know, as long as you're twerking and you're doing things that aren't really liberating and building up the black woman, they have no problem with that. You become the prostitute, there's no limit to what the white man will do for you. And then as she becomes a part of a Me Too movement or LGBT thing, even better because
you put the black man down, they'll pay you. So, you know, I don't know a lot about her. I'm not familiar with her music genre or anything like that. I did see the video because, of course, it's gone viral. I didn't really see the purpose of it, you know. But if you're proud of your size or your age or whatever it is that is looked at as not being desirable by society, by all means, do what you're going to do. But in a family setting like that, that was not the time or the place. And I think that since she's now done this, again, my question is this for everybody to do? Or was this just something that we allowed for her to do this one day? Is there any backlash from behind, besides, you know, using this thing as a distractionary tool for other things that we really should be focusing on?
Right. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it should be a big backlash on us from the community. It should be.
Yeah, I think she did get some backlash, and I think Brother Mufasa mentioned that she did a video on one of her social media accounts basically trying to explain, you know, why she did it. And I think at the end she was like, if you don't like it, you can kiss my A. And it, you know what I'm saying? So it was one of them things where I kind of felt like she knew that it was inappropriate, but she was just trying to save face and, you know, try to put up that tough exterior. But because she was like, because one thing she said that was interesting, she said that, you know, I'm in a great space. I have a lot of people around me that love me. And I thought that was interesting because if you have a lot of people around you that love you and not just yes men and women, they would have told you that that wasn't what was up for that game. So that right there let me know that she doesn't have the right type of, you know, constructive people around her that's going to let her know the real, you know, because if you love someone, you're not going to let them go out purposely and embarrass themselves, no matter what.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to say something. Now, if they do it or not, that's on them, but you're going to let them know that this is not the move. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was interesting.
Unless you mentally ill.
Yeah,
unless you're mentally ill, and a lot of our women are mentally ill, and they don't want to hear that. They don't understand
right, exactly.
that, but they are. They're sick.
Yeah, that's true. And it's true. I mean,
that's
yeah, I wouldn't just put
yourself.
It on.
It's inappropriate. It's sexually inappropriate. That's not loving yourself. Like I said, if I come up and take my genitals in your face, you know, and I'm talking about Lizzo, I don't think she would, I really don't believe she would agree with that. I don't think she would be happy about that. I don't think I could tell her, hey, I'm just spreading the love. I don't think she would be happy about that. But we're supposed to be excited that you bent over and showed. If I'm sitting there with my kids, well, my wife and my kids, I got to be happy that you just bent over and showed my children, you know, your booty. I got to be happy about that. No, I didn't come to this game with my family expecting to see that. This ain't the strip club. This was not the place for that. And that's what I'm trying to just, I wish she could understand it. That wasn't the place for that. I wouldn't want to be sitting behind you with my kids and you got up and done that.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, like I said, I don't think she even tripped off. She didn't care whether or not it was I think that was the whole point, to do something radical like that. That's the point of the initiation. That's, she had to do something radical and over the top like that to get the buzz, so that way she can get the artist of the year. She had to do something radical.
Yeah, she's sick.
Yeah, and she probably didn't care less about. Yeah, she didn't analyze none of this, probably. Her mind was focused on the bag. She had tunnel vision. All she saw ahead of her was the bag. They gave her a route to get there, and she just took it. She didn't look at the sidelines. She just saw the field goal and just ran straight to it.
Terrible.
Yeah,
but
that ain't no love. That's not loving yourself. It's sickness. It's
no,
sickness.
That's not. Yeah. Yeah.
No, because it shows that you'll sacrifice yourself for the bag. So you're right. it's not, because if you don't mind sacrificing yourself and your soul for the bag like that, they don't realize it. They don't realize how they're sacrificing their soul for the bag. And some of them play around with it thinking, if I just do it a little bit, then I'll still be good.
Right, exactly, exactly. And she's, like I say, with Lizzo, I know that she's getting a lot of praise from white people. I'm going to just put it out there. You know what I'm saying? They love her. They will just go shower her with all type of accolades and awards and magazine covers, and you know, because they love her. They're comfortable with that plantation mammy type of behavior, because that's what it is at the end of the day. That's just plantation behavior, you know. That's just plantation behavior, and you know, that's what she's displaying. She's playing that mammy role that they're comfortable with, you know. So they go shower her with the accolades now. And like I say, the sister is talented, you know. She is talented, but there's a reason
but.
That she's pushed out in the forefront. You know,
but
right, no pun intended. No pun intended on that. You know, but yeah, let's go. Let's go to call line.
Okay,
say
area code. I don't. Area code 314-568. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I'm a comment. I'm gonna say first, I don't understand the whole aspect of you walking in a NBA stadium. First off, with LeBron James, who's on the biggest stage of them all, with a big T-shirt on with your booty cut out. First of all,
yeah.
Second of all,
exactly.
I don't knock nobody's shape, but nah, she shouldn't have did that at all. I wouldn't even be cool with it if it was the most perfect body in the world. Seeing that you got, because if I was in there with my kids, I would be totally offended that she's walking in there with a thong on.
That's right.
And it don't help that it's not visually appropriate. You know what I mean?
Right.
But the whole thing is, now when people start talking about her, that's like a whole nother aspect of her saying, okay, yeah, I just saying I shouldn't have did this because I was fat. Now, you shouldn't have did that if you was perfect. You know what I mean?
That's right, brother.
I don't get it at all. And as far as the whole award, the artist of the year, and I don't, my guy keeps saying she's super talented. I don't know particularly her talents that you keep saying that she's the most, that she's super talented. Would she play like 100 instruments or something? I've listened to a little bit of her music, but I don't got it in none of my playlists.
Right, I don't either. What I'm talking about is just she does play instruments. I think she plays a few instruments. And
what's a few instruments she plays?
I believe the flute and piano, if I'm not mistaken.
I used to play the flute in elementary school. That was like I had to do that.
Right.
I wouldn't say that makes her particularly talented.
She can actually play, though. You know what I'm saying? So I'm
she
not.
Can, she can actually
you know,
play.
What's
she,
that little
play
play,
more than Mary Had a Little Lamb? Because that's what you was probably playing.
Yeah,
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Twinkle,
she can play
twinkle.
More than that.
What's that little twinkle, twinkle?
Twinkle, twinkle, right.
What's
you
that? What's
know,
that?
Do
that
do
like it's not a flute, but it's like a flute that we had in grade school. What they? It's called something else.
Harmonica. Harmonica.
The recorder.
Right. The recorder. It's a recorder.
But at the end of the day, there's no way they should have let her in there. Like she should have got stopped at the door, and like before she even did the little twerking escapade. When she came out the car, because she didn't come through the front door because of her status, no. But when she came to the back door, because I'm sure the back door gets some kind of searches, and they seen her get out the door, out the car, with a 5XL tall T-shirt on, with the booty cut out. They should have told her, "Nah, you need to get back in the car. Go home." And it didn't help that she was sitting courtside.
Exactly, she was courtside. Exactly.
Lizzo should have stayed at home for that one. I don't. As a parent, I'm not cool with that at all.
I'm thinking Lizzo might be a hizzo. No, I shouldn't say that.
Lizzo should gizzo. All right, but that's it. Go ahead. I'm
all right. Right on.
I'm gonna send it. Go ahead.
Yes,
no
indeed.
Doubt.
Right on. All right, family, we in the last half hour of the show. This is Collective Minds Radio. We are talking about the Lizzo fiasco, you know, her situation at the Lakers game and, you know, what she had on and just larger implications. I think most of the people are in agreement that this is inappropriate, you know what I'm saying, inappropriate behavior, especially for a family arena where there's a basketball game. Like the caller just mentioned, the Lakers was playing, I believe, the Minnesota Timberwolves. So you got LeBron James, one of the biggest names in basketball. So, you know, it was strategic. You dig what I'm saying? It was strategic. You know, I think there was an agenda around it. She may have came up with the idea on her own, but the fact that they just let her in and just run wild and then it blew up on social media, I think it was all, you know, kind of planned. So, I don't think it was a good look for black women. I don't think it was a good look for little black girls. And as a father of two, I do not want them to see this behavior as something, you know, to aspire to, or this is what I need to do to get on, or, you know, this is how I get attention, this is how I get praised by doing things like that. That is the wrong message to send, you know, to little girls, in my opinion. So, yeah, let's go to the call lines. Give us a call if you want to chime in real quick. The number is 929-477-1697.
Okay. Area code 864-340. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, peace and power. How's everybody doing tonight?
Hey, caller.
Oh, we doing well,
here, brother.
Peace, brother.
That's
yes,
great.
Indeed.
That's great. I will say it definitely from all the times I've been a critic, or I could have been a critic of African or black culture here in America, or I'm going to say even worldwide, we're at an all-time low, right? Even when we're having to fit this level of debauchery into the same line or into the same conversation as our arts. You understand? That's like, you know, eating your plate of food while you're taking a crap, right? That's something you just don't put together, because our art should be our inspiration, right? You shouldn't want to go to a museum and see a whole bunch of pictures of people dead and seeing some gory types of images. You would have to ask the question of who you are, because art imitates life and life imitates art. So we,
right,
as black or as African people, we have always dealt with very uplifting forms of culture, very uplifting forms of art. And in this case, you know, you kind of see our culture being hijacked. If it's not the Juice WRLD thing where, you know, now our children, he was 20, 21 years old when he passed away,
right,
but our children,
right,
are, you know, on the opioid epidemic, popping pills. You know, our brothers are talking about raping women, or, you know, well, that's cool, or, you know, it's okay, you know, to call each other, you know, I'm talking about men, bae and hubby. These are times, and this is all in your music. You know, you got us as men, we're rocking purses and pocketbooks, and, you know, we're wearing dresses, and this thing is popular. You understand? And now, introducing with this, you know, I think Amber Rose had the Slut Pride movement. She was tied to that a couple of years ago. And I think what we're seeing, right, what we're seeing in Lizzo, and I saw this, her monkey tamer, you know, was what I saw as a white homosexual. This was a white guy that was out, you know, throwing money at her while she was on the sidelines, he was the one kind of coercing her as in supporting her in this move at the event, at the function in the Lakers game.
Right.
And I want to say that this is a shame because in the face or in the time with us being in an environment where black girls are going missing at overwhelmingly unproportional levels to other, we're talking about human sex trafficking. And this is the type of shit that you allow yourself to be tied to, or that you allow somebody to pay you off. And you know, I don't want to step on any toes, but I see feminism at the root of what she's doing because, you know, with the whole slut-shaming thing, it was like, well, we can wear our bodies. It's okay for us to... No, like the brother said, I got four daughters. That's the dumbest thing in the world that you can tell a child, a little girl, nowadays that I can go out here and wear my titties and my ass out. That shit is crazy.
Right.
You understand?
Exactly.
Now is definitely the time to encourage our little girls to protect yourself. Cover up.
Exactly.
You understand? Be mindful of the people that you're around. With the people that you're around, let them have a form or shape of integrity so they know how to help you support yours. If they have no integrity for themselves, guess what? They're only going to help you support some level of disingenuous character or some. And so I'm only just tying what I'm saying into basically what all the fathers, what everybody basically has been saying. And I don't stand by. I don't give a damn how many instruments you play, how beautiful your voice is. You a damn trash, in my opinion. And you know, I don't feel like you're worthy of, you know, I'm going back to the times of, you know, even if people had these weird fetishes and, you know, drug habits, do that shit, do that behind closed doors. You know, but when you're bringing it out into the street and now our children have to see this and our children are singing your songs every day. And right, they're not role models. Us as parents, we're supposed to stand strong. But it's easy to coerce these children when they hear this stuff on the TV. So regardless of how much you teach and train your children, if they are being bombarded with this message some kind of way, and when they're going to school, they're talking about, well, hey, this kind of gets to them, regardless of how much you're putting into your children. So I want to say it's very important for I as an artist, as a rapper myself, it's very important for us that are controlling and engineering music to now say, well, hey, we're going to put out a message that is going to uplift our people, uplift the quality of life, help to cause the attention, because media, mainstream media, isn't talking about the black girls and black women that are going missing. It's not. So now, rather than utilizing it, you know, your music to now cause attention to this, we can't even get that. Well, now you're going to help aid in this damn destruction and help perpetuate it. So I just wanted to add that on. You know, great discussion, and I feel like her ass, in my case, is trash. I don't care how good of a song she's saying, you know, and you know, her body, you know, somebody might have liked her big booty or whatever, but, you know, at the end of the day, that stuff is trash. You know, keep that stuff behind closed doors. And you know, that only supports this level of, you know, that our little girls think that by exposing themselves on social media. We've been seeing that. Women thinking that exposing themselves, that'll get them likes. And now, you know, but who knows what sex trafficker is watching your behind, or, you know, somebody's trying to put you in their car. It should be more responsible conversation. So thank you all for having this responsible level of conversation, family.
Yes, indeed. We appreciate
you,
family.
Thank you, bro.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yeah.
Carla hit a home run. He hit a home run.
Right.
And he definitely made a good point in tying this in with our responsibility and what's going on with this sex trafficking thing, because it's heavy in our community. And a lot of us are playing a part in it. Shamefully so.
Yeah.
Carla hit a home run on that.
Yes, indeed. He hit a home run. And he touched on another important thing as far as, you know, how our art really should be a mechanism to uplift the people. You know what I'm saying? The art should really drive the people. It should push the people to improve their quality of life. However you got to get the best out of the people, you know, I believe that art is supposed to do that, you know. And another thing, I did say she was talented, but you know, I come from an era of R&B singers like, you know, Whitney Houston, Anita Baker, you know, these women, Aretha Franklin, you know what I'm saying, Patti LaBelle, these women, they didn't need the extra antics to perform. You know what I'm saying? All they needed was a mic, and they go tear it down. You see what I'm saying? They didn't have to do no twerk. They didn't have to do a whole lot of dancing. All they needed was a mic, and their voice was going to carry that entire performance. You dig what I'm saying? So that's really the era that I come from when I think about, you know, really great entertainers, R&B, soul singers. That's what I think about. You know what I'm saying? No knock on the new generation. You know, there are a lot of powerful sisters out there, but I think Lizzo, with her stage antics, is really heading toward another direction that I'm not really feeling, you know, especially
that's
for
right.
the youth, the little girls looking up to her. I just don't think that's a good look or a good message, you know, that she's putting out there, you know, personally. So it is what it is, as we say here at Collective Minds. Let's try to get one more caller. We coming down. Yeah, we get one more caller, and then we have to wrap it up. So let's hit the call lines, right?
Area code 314-381. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, y'all got a good topic tonight.
What's up, my
Hi,
brother?
Here we go again with this. The days making this woman do what she done. You know, days made her do that. She done it because she wanted to. And she feels a way that she can go about improving on her life. But the thing is this. The Staples Center should have some rules, whereas a performer send them a synopsis of what it is they gonna perform on. Should have sent them a video or a copy of the songs. Then get back with them and say if you approve it. And then when they come out there,
performing though. This is the thing. She wasn't performing. She was just sitting courtside at the game.
How did she get up off the floor with all those other girls out there just as big as hers? And I had to take issue with the one brother that called that a booty. That's a damn ass. There's a separation between the two.
Right.
There ain't no booty.
Right, but no, she was just dancing and twerking, but she wasn't performing. She was just at the game. So there's a difference.
Well, they shouldn't have allowed her to get up.
Yeah, they should have
now,
it out.
If some woman, black or white, had got up with a Confederate flag bathing suit, then what they would have done? To me, this woman, I didn't see it, but it sounded like she would have been more insulting. No, they should have stopped that. But here's the thing. When performers are performing in public arenas like that, the arena should approve whatever the heck it is that they are doing. And if she just get up off the sideline and start doing it, she should have been immediately removed off the damn floor. Where all those other girls come from?
Right,
they
those
came
were,
with
I guess, her friends or whatever.
So they came and just took the damn show over? Where the spotlights come from?
Right, they put the camera while she was at the game from the video that I saw. You know how they have the camera and the Jumbotron. They flashed the camera on her and kind of put the spotlight on Lizzo while she was twerking and put her up on the big screen.
Well, hang on for a second.
Well,
this
they,
don't sound right. Who was performing? What'd she do? Take over somebody else's time?
No, the Lakers girl, the cheerleaders or the dance team at halftime was performing,
yeah,
from my understanding.
And she
and
came
she
out there and ran their ass
the
off.
Line. Right, and she
ran
got up and just started dancing and twerking and showing out.
Man, let me tell you something. That's a bunch of bull crap. You come in and take over something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, think about that stuff. Look who all has tried, been ushered out of. Oh, man. You know, you remember Bertha Gilkey, don't you? Hang on. You remember Bertha Gilkey?
Yeah.
They named the school over there. Mamuja out there. Right.
Yeah.
Bertha Gilkey went down to Arnold, Missouri. At the time, something was McCaskill was speaking. You asked the state senator for Missouri.
Missouri, yeah.
And the other woman that was with her, and I can't think of her name, she had a sign. And she held the sign up while she was sitting in the seat. They said no signs. So they ushered her right out of there.
Exactly.
So they should have done the same thing with this woman. They should have got
exactly.
her butt out of the damn stadium.
Right. Right. And I
that's
think
a bunch
would
of
bull crap. Anybody else. Exactly. I think they would have ushered it out with anybody else, but I think the fact that they let her stay and continue to do that and put her on the camera, that shows that there's a bigger agenda behind it to me.
Well, it might be the Michael Brown effect. You know, in St. Louis, police don't do no policing like they should do. They hold back. You don't know. But I know if they had ushered her butt off, she would have been called racism, every other thing, like the one gentleman came on earlier said.
Ushered her ass off.
Yeah, she probably would have. She'd probably been like.
And here's the thing. Kids, grown-ups, adults, parents don't want their kids looking at that stuff.
Exactly.
Especially
exactly.
all of a sudden. What you do? What you supposed to do? Grab your kids and put your hands over their eyes and they – whatever you got, you ain't got no hands left once you cover their eyes. How you gonna cover their ears?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, she forced
right.
everybody to watch. So yeah.
That's a
all
bunch
right,
of
y'all.
Bull crap.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Appreciate you, Charlie. Yes, indeed. So yeah, that's what it comes down to. She really forced people to pay attention to her, even those that didn't want to. And I think that's unfair. You know what I'm saying? That's almost like it's almost
well,
like race.
And that happens all the time,
race.
Brother Kevin. No, those unfortunately, it happens like
that's
that.
Not
it
right.
just don't happen. And that's not right. And I'm not saying it is
that's
right
not.
Or wrong. I'm just saying that it happens all the time, every day, all day. That's all that happens. In fact, people force you to see things, and because we can't at the end of the day, we can't control. Other people, so it happens all the time.
Right.
You know,
that is
but
true.
This is,
but I don't want to be forced to see that. I brought my family to the game to watch a basketball game. You know, I got my little girl.
No,
I agree.
I agree. It's definitely not appropriate. I don't. Like I said, it's not appropriate. I don't. You know, but I do think that it was done with the intent to. You know, get attention. So she had to be wild and radical. She had to do something that's going to get attention for herself, for her career. You know, so it was planned out, and like I said, she did it. She did it. You know, it's crazy that you know that. The media and stuff have such a major influence over society, children and adults, you know. But
right.
it's easier to be influential when you can show a picture. So it's one thing parents try to talk to the kids and say, "Hey, don't do this," but to see something does allow a different, energy in us and allow you to. React a little bit differently because you're seeing something. So it has a bigger influence. So the TV, maybe, which I think we kind of discussed too before, you just have to monitor what the kids are seeing. If you're there, unfortunately, it's like, yeah, she just basically forced you to watch her butt and shake her butt around. She just basically forced you to do that. Which isn't good, but you know, it's like I think she was doing it for the. I think she was doing it for her career.
I wish some of the Lizzo supporters would have called in. I would have loved to hear, have a dialogue with them about what this was all about, what they thought then on it, how they went.
Yeah, They're going to say she can do what she want to do. You know, why should she have to cover up because of her size, which we've already said 1,000 times. It's not about her size. That's what's going to happen. We're going to find ourselves saying. And no, it's not about her size. But that's what
no,
they're going
to
say. She should be able to do what she
want to
do, you know.
That's exactly why I said I wish at that exact moment she would have been overdoing it. That some man would have just jumped up and dropped his pants and slapped himself in her face.
Well, but his crouch is still different from above. We all now, if you want to say he pulled his pants down and shook his butt in her face. Now that's the even.
That's not fair.
You know, that's the even.
I'm like,
kid, even
that's
ground.
Not fair though.
For him, but that is fair because
yes.
It didn't like she didn't
no,
expose her front area. So she exposed her back area. So for a man to come
different.
In and just expose his front area, that's uneven. Now if
front,
you say okay,
back area, either way, it don't matter because we all said on here that we wouldn't want I to be sitting there with our kids and she jumped up in front of them. We sitting right behind her and she jumped up and did that in our kids' face. So I'm looking. No,
yeah,
it don't matter if it was the front or the back. It was inappropriate. So I'm just wondering how it would have been if a man would have jumped up and did the same thing right in her face.
The
she
same
was doing
thing,
that,
okay, right. But
not
his, not his front crouch.
No, yes, his crouch, yes.
No,
because
his
a man
butt, like you said the same thing.
Yeah.
You said the same thing.
I want to hit it. I want to get hard like she hit. I want her to
no,
be uncomfortable.
And you know why you say you want to hit hard? Because you automatically see the difference in him doing his front part and his butt.
I want her
because
to
his
be
butt. And nowadays, a man doing it and shaking his butt, unfortunately, he probably would have been on the cover of the magazine, too.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I want her to be uncomfortable. I want her to feel uncomfortable.
Now, his front part,
we're
going to have a whole other situation.
The way we feel uncomfortable about her backside, she should feel uncomfortable too. I want her to feel uncomfortable. So when she's making all these
accusations
and saying how good she feels, how it was okay for her to do
it, I want
that man to be right there in the video with her saying, "Well, it was okay for me to do that in your face, wasn't it, girl? Wasn't it?" I want to hear her say, "Yes, express yourself. Yes, don't be ashamed." But I bet you she wouldn't have done that. I bet you she wouldn't have done it. That's all I'm saying. I wish at the same time that would have popped off at the same time just to make her feel a little bit uncomfortable. Dude, let's do something to make her feel uncomfortable. That's what I'm saying.
Right, right. Indeed. So, yeah, I think we all in agreement, callers and everyone, that moral of the story is this was very inappropriate. Like, my personal thing was I think there's a big agenda behind it. That's why she's getting all these accolades, and she was even allowed to do that. You know what I'm saying? The fact that they even allowed her to enter and do that just shows a big agenda, and we have to be careful about, you know, these people that they push out in the forefront. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm going to leave it right there and let y'all get the last words.
Hey, do unto others as you have them do unto you.
Exactly, butt for butt, butt for butt cheek. Ain't no butt to the front, butt to the butt. Do unto others as they do unto you. So, peace. I appreciate all the callers, and tune in next Sunday and each and every Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7:30. I'm sorry, 6 to, yes, to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. What am I thinking? Tune in next week. Peace. Love you.
Peace, peace,
peace.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, Word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things. Dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
Like it.